Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. All right, based on the thing that God has placed on my heart for this reflection today, I have to say this line from the infamous Princess Bride movie. "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." Now, I knew that this "prepare to die" would be the title of the reflection, and I knew when I put it on there that many people would immediately think about that movie. I had to say the quote. I could tie in and weave in the quotes somehow into this reflection, but instead I'm just going to say it, get it out of the way, and move on to the reflection, which I think is far more fitting, especially as we enter into the holiest week of the year. We are preparing to die. So we have the holiest week of the year. We have this profound moment in the life of the church that happens every single year. And what happens, the core of it, of what happens, is death. We are preparing to die throughout all of this Lenten season. We are preparing to die. In fact, throughout our entire lives, we're preparing to die. Now, I've worked for the church for some time, and one of my long-held beliefs is how much more beneficial it would have been to me and to everyone in the church, for that matter, if we would, in our life of formation in the church and in what we teach, that a priority of what we would teach would be helping people to learn and discover the purpose, the reason for death, the reason for suffering, and to anticipate it and to look forward to it in order to receive it, to receive death as it's intended to be. Because I think about that with my marriage, and I just feel like when I got married, like for some reason it was such a surprise to me that I would have to learn to die to myself. I got married at the age of 27 and had kind of gotten comfortable in my ways as a bachelor. And I liked things a certain way. I liked my house organized a certain way. I liked my schedule organized in a certain way. And when I got married, it was really, really a challenge to submit myself in some regard to what my wife needed and what was going to be best for us now as a couple. And looking back, it just seems so ridiculous that it was so hard for me to give up and die to some of the things that I had held on to. I hadn't been practicing dying well. And what God did for me is I get married and we have four children in a matter of 6 years. And I looked up about year six into that. I remember there was a day where I just felt like, I had this moment of frustration, right? I thought for a second, God, I haven't had a second to myself all day today. I haven't had a second to myself all day today. But immediately this grace was given to me in that thought and that affection that God placed on my heart. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a wife and 4 children. And in doing so, teaching me to become selfless, like in a sense, forcing me to become selfless, because there isn't time for me anymore. I've had to give everything over. And I am so grateful that God kind of like forced my hands to selflessness, to death. So every single year we get this opportunity now to prepare for death, to look forward, to anticipate, and in some ways celebrate death. Because through the Christian faith, we know what comes next. And I think what we have to come to believe, and what I'm learning to come to believe, is to desire death, because we know that in death through Christ, that God rises, that life rises, that God can resurrect. And we see that even in the culture and the world wants to do away with that faith, with that belief. In our readings today, we find like they were even seeking out to kill Lazarus, who he had resurrected, who Jesus has resurrected. They're plotting to kill him. There's this plan all along to kill Jesus and to kill Lazarus, to take care of all of the things. There will always be these forces against us. We have an awesome, awesome privilege this week to prepare to die, to become close to Jesus, to come close to Jesus in the most intimate, beautiful place. And God invites us to open up our ugly, hideous, death-filled life to him, and to hand it over to him, put it into his hands, and ask it to be raised up and given to the Lord God in heaven to be resurrected. Let us become people that prepare for death always, that are dying always. And let this be a week that teaches us, that models for us as we walk with Jesus and watch him do it before us. May we pray that this week transform our hearts to desire suffering and death with the Lord, that we might receive eternity in heaven with the Father. Let us pray. Lord God, we give you thanks and praise for the opportunity of this Holy Week. Help us, Lord, to understand your death, to desire to be close to you in your death, to not run from death or to be afraid of death. But once again, as you do every single year, Lord, through this beautiful liturgical season, the liturgical life of the church, show us how you have power over death and what you do through death. Help us, Lord, to die to you, to submit everything we have over to you. And help us, Lord, be witnesses like you were and are of what good can come from death, from a holy death focused on God. Give us the grace this week, Lord, to be close to you, to cry with you, to weep with you, to hold you, and in the end, of course, to rise. And Mother Mary, lead us in following your Son. Show us the way. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.